Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 16th of September 2018, and this broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whisky. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 ALA, 7.140 MHz by Justin, VK7 TW, 14130 MHz by Jack, VK7 IL, and 28525 MHz by Tony, VK7 VKT. And on 438525 MHz, VK7 RCR, DMR channel 3807, the VK7 news only, from 9:30 to 10:30 by Martin, VK7 MA. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA in the north. And general VK7 news, and it's across to Vince.
Hello all, this is Vince Henderson, VK7 VH. The 2018 Remembrance Day contest has been run and won. I was gobsmacked by the results. The participation of amateur radio operators in VK7 was nothing short of outstanding. For the third year in a row, Tasmania has taken out the state trophy. I congratulate every operator that submitted a log. Your involvement and commitment is the reason that we have held on to the state trophy. Can we do it again in 2019? I do hope so. We may find it a little harder to win the state trophy next year. However, given the dedication of VK7 operators, I do think we will give next year a good shot. Once you're able to look at the full 2018 RD contest report, you will see how many operators gave their all. This ensured our continued winning streak. Three Tasmanian operators were fortunate enough to win the overall team event: Murray, VK7ZMS, Richard, VK7ZBX, and yours truly submitted a team entry. Our combined score smashed the all-time team entry record. The top scores in the single operator mixed category were dominated by VK7s. Notably, Richard, VK7ZBX, second, Murray, VK7ZMS, third, Danny, VK7HDM, seventh, Martin, VK7GN, eighth, Alan, VK7BO, tenth, Mike, VK7FB, 12th, and Clayton, VK7ZCR, 13th. Seven of the top 13 places filled by VK7s. An outstanding effort. The top scores in the single operator phone category were, again, dominated by VK7s. Six of the top 13 places filled by VK7s. In first place, yours truly, Steve VK7OO, third, Justin VK7TW, fifth, Herman VK7HW, sixth, Gary VK7JGD, 11th, and Linda VK7QP, 13th. There were many other great scores from VK7. Far too many to mention. Just know that everyone acknowledges your efforts. Thank you. The Remembrance Day contest is considered by many as a must-do event. The importance of remembering those that have served and those that have fallen is one of the driving forces behind entries in the event. Long may it continue. In closing, thank you to all that participated. We should be justly proud of our remarkable achievement in taking out the state trophy. Until next year, adios for now. This is Vince Henderson, VK7VH. Thanks for listening.
Mount Barrow Barbecue, welcoming the return of daylight savings. Please mark your calendars for Thursday the 25th of October 2018, and yes, that is next month. Come and share a meal and a glass of cheer. A friendly barbecue get-together is scheduled to take place at the Mount Barrow Discovery Trail Visitors Centre, and people usually start arriving around 3 p.m. All amateur radio operators and their families are invited to attend. This is a northern tradition and has taken place in one guise or another for many years now. It will be a BYO everything barbecue, including a couple of logs for the fire if possible. It can still get pretty cold up there at this time of the year. The visitor centre is a glass-enclosed area out of the rain, wind and elements, and a log fire and toilets mean we will be quite comfortable. You will need to bring a chair, warm clothing and your portable stove or barbecue for cooking. Some kind of portable lighting is always well received too. Other than that, what food and drink you bring is up to you. There is an area of flat parking available and some attendees have brought their motorhomes and made it an overnighter of it. It could be a bit on the chilly side though, so be warned. Directions are simple. From Launceston, head to Nunnamara, turn right at the shop, continue straight ahead for 12 kilometres, and then turn right at Weaver's Creek Road. We will erect a couple of VK7 markers so you won't get lost. And that comes thanks from Pete, VK7 Papa Lima. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group. General Club Meeting. The next general meeting of the club is planned for Saturday the 22nd of September 2018. Yes, that's next Saturday. And please note that it was considered necessary to bring the meeting forward from the scheduled date of Saturday the 6th of October to Saturday the 22nd of September to avoid possible conflict with preparations for the Scout Yankee auction, which will be conducted at the Scout Hall around that weekend or soon after. The main topic for discussion will be the final arrangements for Jota and Jyoti of 2018. And members and visitors should note that the new venue for the club meetings is Leven District Scout Headquarters, which is 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston, the northern end of Alexander Road, not far from the beach. A Google map with directions to the location can be found on the club website. And as usual, an open invitation is extended to all members and friends to attend. And that comes 73s until next time from Tony, VK7AX, the news officer of NWTR and TVG. And news from the north, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are at 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. And for more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And we move to Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. September barbecue meeting. As mentioned last week, we lead off today with a rundown of our barbecue meeting. Early arrivals at the club last Saturday included Roz, Oris and Yvonne, whose task it was to get the food preparations underway. And of course, the most important event, getting the open fire lit to warm the main hall. Whilst this was happening, Andre and Stefan arrived and set up the small room in anticipation of our guest speaker's presentation. Stefan, we can say, wielded the vacuum cleaner with such expertise it was a joy to watch. Obviously a much practiced hand. It's a great shame that we didn't think to take a photo. Roz, it would have been a great addition to our wall collection. Once all had been sorted, our master chef Idris, VK7ZIR, and Andre, VK7ZAB, and apprentice chef Stefan, VK7ZSB, who must now be at least a second year standard, got things underway in the garage, cooked up our favourite fare of sausages, roux and bacon patties, lamb chops, onions and zucchinis to feed the 21 members and two guests who attended. A great roll-up, a sure sign that spring has arrived. As usual, the meat was accompanied by a variety of hot and cold dishes. The barbecue was followed by our September meeting, commencing at the scheduled time of 2 p.m. Once again, the agenda was worked through very quickly with all matters being discussed, but with the meeting taking all of 19 minutes. shouldn't take me long to write up the minutes in the coming days. With formalities complete, we move to the small room to listen to the presentation on astronomy and photography by guest speaker Michael Booth and Martin Harvey, VK7JAH. Martin led off, pointing to the similarities between amateur astronomy and amateur radio, both involving electromagnetic energy, albeit at markedly higher frequencies in the case of astronomy, and both having to overcome noise in order to achieve the desired outcomes. Equally, both can involve expenditure ranging from almost peanuts to whatever upper limit the practitioner cares to set. Martin finished off by introducing us to some of the more economic telescopes and cameras he uses for gazing into the heavens. He then passed the meeting over to Michael, who added some descriptions of his equipment, the software he uses to process raw images captured through the lens. In the process, he showed some absolutely stunning images of several nebulae captured by the very equipment he was describing, and what's more, in his own backyard. In all, a very impressive and thought-provoking presentation by our guests Martin and Michael, even if the time available meant that we could only really provide a sampler of this very expansive subject, and that pun is deliberate. Their presentation saw much animated discussion, continuing with them after the conclusion of the session, and then on to the coffee and cake that followed. Our thanks to both gentlemen. Hopefully, both felt that at least partially rewarded by the afternoon tea provided, which consisted of cream-filled sponge cake, chocolate-coated profiteroles, known for some warped reason in this QTH as profit and loss rolls, cream-filled butterfly cakes, chocolate slices, scones, and more. A huge thank you to those members who provided items to share for both the lunch and afternoon tea. Wednesday technical session roundup over to President Indris, VK7ZAR, for his regular report on the happenings on the Wednesday evening, and he says, another good turn up this week, and everyone got stuck into their projects and discussion fairly quickly. This was, of course, after preparing the first cup of coffee. Trevor, VK7TB, was in deep discussion with Andrew, VK7DW, and Andre, VK7ZAB, about his latest project. This is a 2-4 gig VCO chip from Analog Devices, the ADF4351. Trevor and Andrew have taken delivery of some modules using this chip from SV1AFN in Greece. Andrew has nearly finished his 35-4400 MHz signal generator that uses this module and an external local oscillator, which should feature low phase noise compared to modern digital PLL designs. Trevor's prototyping is well underway. Andre is helping with the programming of the Arduino Nano that interfaces to the modules. Bernie, VK7BR, had some circuits made up to experiment with driving stepper motors. Looks interesting, Bernie. Small Chinese handhelds made their appearance, and Kevin, VK7KJL, and Simon, VK7FSRM, were soon slaving over a hot computer programming them. Ross, VK7ALH, dropped in to say that he would be bringing his Collins collection with him next week, so that's something to look forward to. Ross tells us that he can just manage to carry it high. The OM reminds me that your old mate George, VK1GB, once had a Collins linear amp that Ross would certainly not be able to carry. It sat on casters in the shack, rejoicing in the name of Samson and doubling as a coffee table, but woe betide anyone who spilt drinks on it. Peter, VK7KPC, had his communications measuring instruments all hooked up, measuring levels from a small signal generator on a demonstration for members. He then turned his attention to storage with easy access for the extensive component collection in the hall. The collection is being moved to one of the smaller rooms using shelving systems donated by Stefan, VK7SZSB. It will be laid out to enable the labels on the boxes and reels to be easily seen. The main hall will thus be clear again, no doubt pleasing some of the lady members. Peter, VK7PD, was conducting his usual tuition sessions in the radio room with several students. There may be some assessments coming up soon. Thanks, Idris, for the update, and very pleasing to see these nights are a great attraction, and hopefully the daylight savings rapidly approaching will see more improvement. Also, I am very pleased to hear the news about shelves going up and that the stockpile of resistors and capacitors and the like will be slowly moving out of the main hall. just when I was thinking that my scarcely veiled threats of last week had been ignored. Jota and Jyoti 2018, with this event rapidly approaching, we will repeat last week's update from the Jota coordinator Peter VK7KPC, and he says, "It is getting to that time of the year again when NTARC will be running a Jota Jyoti station at our club rooms at Rochelle. The plan is that we will be operational from noon to 8 p.m. on Saturday the 20th of October and from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday the 21st of October. We will be planning to do initial setups on Friday the 19th and finalise on Saturday morning. So if you have some spare time on the Friday, your assistance would be greatly appreciated. As in previous years, we are planning on having an Aussie favourite sausage sizzle, and this will be available for visitors on the Saturday and Sunday. Cost for sausages in bread with onions and preferred sauce will be $2. Cans of soft drink along with tea, coffee and Milo will be available at a cost of $2. We will even throw in a bicky to have with your hot drink. Activities planned at this time are radios, HF, VHF, UHF, Echolink, IRLP, DMR, electronic kits, HF and VHF fox hunting, tin can phones, Morse code, GPS course, etc., and we may think of more activities between now and then. Once again, the Northern Area Rover crew will be running the Jyoti Internet Cafe in the main hall. We will be looking for people to help for the barbecue, fox hunting, electronic kit mentors and radio operators while I try to keep the scouts rotating through activities and organise badge distribution and attendance records. So if you can assist on both days and just one, or just one, then please contact me at the following email. It's dodd.pc@bigpond.com. or have a chat with me at the club coffee mornings. It would be appreciated if members could collect empty cans of various sizes for the phones that we intend to make, and that's thanks, Peter." On the same general Jota Jyoti matter, Peter VK7KPC, in his capacity as State Jota Jyoti Coordinator for Scouts Tasmania, would like to hear from other clubs and individuals that are running stations in order to plan possible radio and internet contacts in case propagation stops longer distance communication. If you or your club can assist with that information, please contact Peter directly. And our new old stock, through-hole component stock. Even though some action is now undertaken to avoid my need to carry out my threat of last week, we probably should again jog your memory that NTARC is flush with something like 120,000 resistors and 130,000 capacitors, with all new old stock and all mainly from high-quality European and Japanese manufacturers. This is with several cartons and the like still unopened. So, if you need some of the through-hole components for your current, stalled or forthcoming project, our Vice President Peter has produced a catalogue of our holdings in spreadsheet format. He is now well-placed to give you an almost instant answer to the inevitable question, does the club have a X-value resistor or X-value capacitor? Go on, folks, try him out. Peter can be contacted on email, and that's dodd.pc@bigpond.com or at the coffee mornings. And incidentally, if any other clubs in VK7 need any of these for club projects or whatever, I'm sure we could enter into a mutually satisfactory arrangement. Now on to coming events. The technical session, the next of these nights, takes place on Wednesday the 19th of September from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Future events. The Tom Quilty 2018 is to be held on the 6th of October 2018 at Santorina Park, Scottsdale. For those in the know, the Tom Quilty is more formally known as the Tom Quilty Gold Cup Endurance Ride National Championship and is the premier ride on the equine endurance calendar in Australia. It is 100 miles in one day and the ride commences at midnight with a shotgun start. If you would like to put your amateur radio skills to good use and assist in an event attracting worldwide attention, then our Safety Comms Coordinator Norm would love to hear from you, and he can be contacted by email at safetycomms.ntark@gmail.com. Jota and Jyoti, the weekend of the 19th to the 21st of October, Friday the 19th setup, and then the event with scouts attending on both Saturday and Sunday, barbecue on both days, and our coordinator Peter, VK7KPC, can be contacted on email dodd.pc@bigpond.com. October General Meeting. This will be an evening meeting to be held on Wednesday the 10th of October, meeting to commence at 19:30 hours. And more information closer to the event. Coffee mornings are normally held Monday and Friday at the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is 10 a.m. to noon. Please remember that aside from good company freely offered to philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer. These coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and currently we do not have any cards awaiting collection, but a delivery is due on Monday the 24th of September. Please demonstrate your appreciation to all effort that goes into operating the clubs and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at either of the following addresses: ypmaxwell, or one word, at bigpond.com, or ntark.emails@gmail.com, and that's 73 is from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and Clubroom Key Audit and Alarm Code Change. Following on from a request from members, the REST committee is reviewing who has sets of keys to the REST club rooms and have been provided with the alarm code. There are also discussions underway regarding rekeying the locks. If you have a set of clubroom keys, could you please email president@reest.asn.au and make yourself known so that we know who to issue the new alarm code to when it changes. And REST Club Radio Buy. Last remaining GD77 available. Due to a cancelled order, REST has a single GD77 DMR handheld available for purchase at a cost of $140 or $130 for REST members. If you want the radio posted out via Australia Post Express Post, then there's an additional charge of $16.40. If you are interested in purchasing this last radio, please email buyradio, or one word, at reest.asn.au with your details, and note we are not taking deposits for this last radio. Please remember the current license conditions determination prohibit F-calls from using digital modes. First come, first serve. Thanks to Sean, VK7FAZE, the President of REST. And REST Digital Repeater. Last Wednesday night saw the installation of the new VK7RAD Yaesu DR1X digital repeater at the Domain Clubrooms by Damien, VK7SD, Sean, VK7FAZE, and Ben, VK7BEN. The repeater operates on 438.675 MHz with an input 7 MHz lower on 437.675 MHz. Note the minus 7 megs input and no tone is required. Currently, it will auto-sense either C4FM digital or analog and outputs the same mode respectively. The repeater has an output power of 50 watts and is combined to share the X50 dual band antenna with the existing 2-meter beacon. This is the first stage of the project, with plans to add an MMDVM board to enable a broader range of digital modes in due course. Thanks to all those who have offered assistance with the project, and please feel free to forward any signal reports and feedback. And that's 73 is from Damien, VK7SD, the REST repeater coordinator. And Experimenters Nights, another huge night of experimentation, starting early with Justin, VK7TW, and Richard, VK7ZBX, setting up Justin's 10 meg EME portable rig in the Domain compound as the sun set. We experienced what can best be described as a Windows 10 audio issue coupled with a dodgy microphone connector on the laptop. WSJTX does not take kindly to Windows removing the audio device when it's connected to it. Once we realised this was the issue and was able to get the stable audio input, the moon was very low in the sky and we realigned the dish and started to get sync pulses showing on the waterfall. We had three good syncs with the right DT or time difference showing at about 2.3 second delay and only 20 hertz off. Rex VK7MO then turned up and we found that AP or A priori was not turned on. However, unfortunately, Justin did not also have the save all switch on and therefore could not replay the audio files. So Justin had to settle for three syncs only. And as Rex put it, one step at a time. And it's in a very positive direction. In 10 meg EME, it only takes one element of the complex system to prevent the signal from being detected, and at least Justin knows now that the sun noise alignment of his dish was accurate. Mike, VK7DMH, showed his recently constructed turnstile 70cm antenna so that he can receive the JT4 from the recently launched China Lunar Orbiting satellite. This was a very neatly made antenna, and good luck and thanks, Mike. Our resident radio artists Pip and Julia brought along some very interesting old test equipment, an AWA beat frequency oscillator, complete with a magic eye and another valve oscillator. They proceeded to take these apart and check out what needed to be done to get these items back working again. There were some great ideas from Mike VK7DMH, who restores old valve radios. Thanks, Pip, Julia and Mike. John VK7FJPA brought along a home-brewed power supply with a problem with the multi-turn potentiometer overheating. There were a few suggestions of what could be wrong with the unit, and thanks, John. There were many conversations and activities going on around the clubhouse, and I apologise if I didn't include these. There will be another Experimenter's Night next Wednesday from 7:30 p.m, so if you have a project screaming at you to be finished or some interesting show and tell, then please bring it along and see you there. 73s from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And Reist Foundation Training and Assessment Day. There will be a Foundation Training and Assessment Day on the 22nd of September from 9 a.m. This has been postponed from the 15th of September due to sickness. And please contact Reg, VK7KK, if interested and in attending the day. And check out the Reist website and Facebook pages for events. So if interested, please contact Reg on email at assessor@reist.asn.au or mobile phone 0417 391607. And that's 73s from Reg, VK7KK. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the SOTA Group. Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, and Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Reist Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon in the Queen's Domain club rooms, followed by the Experimenters Nights at 19:30. And Reist Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 FM in the Hobart area. NTARC, 19th of September from 7:30 p.m. technical session, 6th of October, the Tom Quilty 2018, the Daylight Savings Barbecue, Thursday the 25th of October, NWTR and TVG, the 22nd of September, General Meeting, Leven District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. VK7 and Worldwide, 19th to the 21st of October, Jota and Jyoti. VK7, 17th of November, the Myenna Hamfest, Myenna Community Hall. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, Newsreader VK7ZIR, Repeaters Reist NTARC, NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7FB, 10 metres We Require a Volunteer, and DMR VK7RCR, channel 3807 VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. And thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. And please note, this is now the address for news items for the VK7 Regional News. Further information about the broadcast can be found at VK7 Regional News Yahoo Group, and deadlines for the items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it is 73s from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.